want to know who to listen to. You come to a festival like this and you're not sure who's a good group, look for Mr. and Mrs. Hancock, because they know. If they're sitting in the audience, chances are you're going to enjoy it. Give them a hand, too. I mean, that's what this is all about, is everybody knowing each other, enjoying the work. And our sound people that have been sitting at these boards all weekend, festivals like this do not come together without a lot of work. Next up, this is a pop quiz. Who knows what Mr. Ethnics, and then there's a bunch of letters. If you've got it on your program, it says WNFSG. Do you know what you're in for here? Do you know what that means? Mr. Ethnics Wednesday night fiddle support group. And they will accept new members. All you have to do is call one of them. Actually, here today, you can run up after them. If you're in the greater Tampa Bay area, you can join them every Wednesday night to get better and better at your fiddle playing. They welcome members. Yes, sir. No, sir. Not after they're going to listen to how you guys have improved. Absolutely. You can see that we have young fellas and we have older than young fellas. Do we have any females here today? Yeah, Deb's here. And seriously, you're going to enjoy these guys. In fact, they were the inspiration for a local fiddle support group in my community that's gotten 20, 30 people at a time. Are you all lined up and ready to go? Please. I'm not going to tell. No, it's in the Fort Myers area. So if anybody's here from Fort Myers, ask me, I'll tell you. All right, please welcome Mr. Ethnics Wednesday Night Fiddle Support Group.
I'll put it right down here. Okay.
Can you imagine what this is going to sound like? All these fiddles. And we've even got members out in the audience who are afraid to admit it. So
where?
And you can't trust these people. Sometimes I just get tired and I won't leave. I know that.
Okay. First song.
What's the first team?
Rock the Cradle Joe.
Okay.
We're all going to try to start at one time, right?
How do we do that?
Why would we do that?
How's that tune go? Is this mic on?
2, 3, 4. Thank you. right, Ernie. Woo! That's a first for the whole weekend. This is the third or fourth time we played. That's the first time we started and ended together. All right. Tell them who we are.
Oh, well,
so why bother to do it again?
Let Jim tell them. We are Mr. Ethnic's Wednesday Night Fiddle Support Group.
Yes, we are.
That part, they already knew.
Yeah.
And it
is. Should I talk about the rules, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
We have two hard and fast rules here for the Mr. Ethnic's Wednesday Night Fiddle Support Group. And number one rule is that you can't be very good on what you play. Now, for Ian, who is our newest member, we waived that because he's already too good for us. But we let him play anyway. And the second hard and fast rule that we have is that you have to be able to admit in public that you're a member. Now, Ian's already done that twice this weekend, so we're not going to put him through that again. We're gonna give him a reprieve here, but he's already done that.
But there are members in the audience, Jim, who are not admitting it.
And can you blame them?
No.
What are we going to play?
What's our next tune?
Hey, Roger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you hear the jokes of the weekend?
Yes.
How do you make $1 million in old time music?
I don't know.
Start with $2 million.
Okay. Hey, tell them one about the Freeman.
Oh, that was good. You do it.
I don't remember.
Okay.
You know the Freeman up in Montana.
Yeah.
The military militia group. Well, it seems that they've taken hostages. They've got 20 banjo players, and they're going to release one an hour until their demands are met.
I love it.
Now we're going to do Sugar Hill.
You remember how it started?
Okay, two, three, four.
Words, isn't it? But Ian's father and Ian came up with some new verses, maybe to mom too. Said there's so many body parts left that haven't been mentioned if you try not. Go down to Sugar Hill. And if you want your ear abused, if you want your ear abused, go down to Sugar Hill. Ian, were you not interested in being part of the creative process there, buddy?
What were you trying to get him to do, make up a verse?
Just, yeah, well, you know, they were making up verses about various things, because the only one I know is the one about getting your eye knocked out.
It would have been nice if he'd have remembered one.
Well, he could remember. I could look at it.
Would have been much better than the one we had.
He could remember them.
Yeah, oh. He just wouldn't do it?
He just wouldn't do it.
Well, he's going to have a chance now to do it, to shine.
Well, he's only been a member of this group for just a few days. He still has some remnants of taste.
Yes. But now we're going to let him do his own thing. And what tune is it that you're going to do?
Blackberry Blossom.
I don't think they heard you.
Blackberry Blossom.
Okay, give us a moment here to retune.
Hey, Earl.
Four lines. this one.
You demand. Blackberry Blossom.
Now, that was real nice, and he still admits that he's a member of this group. Isn't that great?
We wanted
him to play at the end because we knew you wouldn't want to hear us after that, but you're going to hear us anyway.
For those of you who don't know, Ian was the second place winner in the fiddle contest yesterday.
Junior division.
Junior division.
Very good. Played very well.
It ain't the money, it's the glory, right, Ian?
Hey.
Oh, thank you, dude.
That was a wonderful.
How much time do we have left?
Oh, jeez.
How much?
Can we okay. do it? You don't want to know what we're going to do first?
Poor Liza.
in that case, well.
Poor Liza.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys.
You have to sing about poor Liza. Poor Liza. Poor Liza.
Poor Liza Jane. Poor little Liza lost her on that train.
One left.
Hangman's
real.
And we can play that till they throw us out.
Yeah. Once we get it started, they can't stop us. They can cut the sound off.
But they can't stop us.
Are we ready on the right? Ready on the left?
Sure. Okay. I don't have a signal, but
Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, music lovers.
Mr. Ethnic's Wednesday Night Fiddle Support Group. Follow them. Find out how to join. All it takes is a fiddle and those other ground rules, they said. And there's instruments for sale on the grounds. You could join tonight before you leave. Couple things I want to mention quick as we're bringing up the next official organized group. That may be an oxymoron, but I'm not sure. You'll have to ask them. And the rest of your time here at this festival to charge you with one tiny little duty. And that is to go up to anybody you see in one of those reddish-pink shirts. Those are people from the Florida Museum of History. I'm sorry, Jan, I don't know the official name. They are putting on this shindig. And if you're having as good a time as I think you are, you need to go up and say thank you. You need to go up and say, I'm going to bring all my friends and relatives next year. Let them know that you're appreciating it. And pick up after yourselves as you leave, too. You've really been doing good on that this weekend. I would like to proudly welcome to the stage one of my personal favorite groups. And I never can remember all the words in the right order, especially on Sunday at White Springs. This is the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band. They have come up all the way from the Fort Lauderdale area, probably the farthest distance except for those from Key West and the rest of the Keys. And Pim Slang always hands me something to read. And I'm seldom speechless, but every now and then somebody is going to be seeing this group and they ask me, who is this? Then I just kind of sort through files of how to introduce them. They're a favorite of mine. According to the man in charge, they are Swamper Music with the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band. Swamper Music is a delicious... Oh, this is new Boom Slang. Swamper Music is a delicious and incredibly thirsty crossover between roadhouse blues and environmental country music. Yeah. It celebrates the lives, loves, and lifestyles of swampers living and working in and near the wetlands and sloughs of our South Florida Everglades. You want to do your own introductions, or do I get to do it? I get to do it. All right. Wave your hands, guys. Peters Road Swamp Blues Band features... What's this open mic on lead guitar? Open mic, okay. Boom Slang on banjo. Boom Slang, raise your hand. That was before. Dusty Rhodes on electric bass. Gator on mandolin. I'm glad you're holding your applause till the end. Long John on blues harp. War Dog on acoustic guitar. And Panther on fiddle. Please welcome Peters Road Swamp Blues Band.
Got a mic for my banjo?
Check, 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 check. It works.
Come in, Mr. Microphone.
Check, one, two.
Freedom Jones,
continuing legend of Freedom Jones. After Freedom Jones was forced to leave his small farm in Lower Florida, only 1 mile from Florey Joe's slough, he and his band traversed the entire Southern Florida range, that line that separates the six counties from each other in South Florida, from Weston Dade County, mainland Monroe County, that separates Broward County from Collier County, and Palm Beach County from Hendry County. And when you walk the entire 111 miles of the Southern Florida Range, it's called the Floridan Meridian.
Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
Ah, Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones. South Florida, Maine.
When you're traveling through the Everglades from south to north, you have to cross a great white line. The name of that great white line is U.S. 41, the old Tamiami Trail. And many people who cross that great white line come down with white line fever.
Can we get a little bass on going here?
What do you play the D on?
My mama asked me, son, where are you gonna go? Said, Ma, don't ask if you don't really want to know. 'Cause I'm going where I'm bound, and with that, another sound. I was out the door, down the road, around the bend, and out of town. 'Cause I drive for my living, and I drive for my life. Cost me 5 to 10 good years to get one good wife. When I get out tomorrow, well, I don't know where I'll go. It's far away from here and everyone I know.
Heaven.
Last night till a quarter past nine. That cheating neon barroom with whiskey and the wine. The barmaid, she was pretty. The owner was a friend of mine. If you're not here by daybreak, I'll be farther down the line.
Couples I drive for my living, and I drive for my life.
It's cost me 5 to 10 good years to get one good wife. Well, I get up tomorrow, I don't know where I'll go. It's far away from here and everyone. White line fever is a very old friend of mine. Sometimes late at night, still hear that highway whine. It's trouble in the long run, it's trouble in your mind. Anyone says different is ignorant or lying. I drive for my living, and I drive for my life.
cost me 5 to 10 good years, 2 kids, 1 good wife. When I get up tomorrow, I don't know where I'll go. It's far away from here, and everyone I know. Just far away from here, and everyone I know.
Thank you, folks.
In the morning when Freedom Jones awoke in the Big Cypress Swamp, he was aware that his new kingdom was indeed a South Florida paradise.
Sunrise in the east, it shines warm on the sand, smiling as it nurtures, as it moves across the land of paradise. Sunset in the west, with the colors of the rainbow, turning out the lights of another show in paradise. Paradise. Sweet wind from the east, as the dolphins rise to play, sawgrass bows its head to welcome another day in paradise. Moonlight in the west, and the young man takes her hand, watching as the Gulf Stream rises to the plan of paradise. Hurricanes lay heavy on her shoulders. Summer storms rip holes in her blue eyes. Thunder shouts, lightning flashes ghostly. At last the stars will shine in paradise.
Next, Everglades swampers gathered in the Big Cypress. They met at their regional recreational activity center, the Flamingo Roadkill Cafe.
There's no one comes here no more. There's too much of a crowd. You can't hear the music they play. It's gotten so late, we might as well stay at Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. It's drinks on the house and charging my buddy. Here's mud in your eye, but you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you'll stay. Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo
wildebeest. Each Thursday night they put out quite a feast. What's an armadillo look like when he's in a buffet? At Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. It's drinks on the house and charging my buddy. His mud in your eye, but you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you'll stay. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. I order the Coke and a small bag of chips. Ordered fried veggies with exotic dips. Then I asked for a chicken to be roared by the fires. But the possum they brought me still tasted like tires. It's drinks on the house and charging my buddy. Here's mud in your eye, but you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you'll stay. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo Roadkill Cafe.
Freedom Jones told his band that he would meet them at a town that's no longer on the map, where they would settle, a town known as Florida Crossroads.
Wait for me at the Florida Crossroads, where the night is browner than brown. 4 miles east of that old 41, where on the old maps there once was a town. And it's away out on the L-shaped road, where the orange groves they smell just like limes. And it brings me back to when I was a kid, though I'd been there but a couple of times. Sang outside the two-story store, and I leaned against its old wooden table. And even back then, it seemed just like a dream, and I'd find it again if I were able. And I heard Jim and Will and Gamble, and it made me forget they were gone. Oh, well, we started away after midnight, but I was alone by dawn. We all think the two are four.
Thank you, John.
The Florida Crossroads, where the night is browner than brown. 4 miles east of that old 41, where on the old maps there once was a town. I said the old maps there once was a town.
Before he left, Freedom Jones told the band the old story of outlaw John Ashley, leader of the Everglades' most notorious gang, the Ashley Gang, and of how John Ashley in 1922 was ambushed and assassinated along the banks of the St. Lucie River, only 50 feet from the borderline of his own county.
the river.
By the river.
He laid his guns down by the river.
By the river.
10 miles outside town.
By the river.
South of the borderline.
Going home for the very last time.
With his face half hidden and his hat pulled down low, he stared from the bridge to the waters below. He thinks of all the loved ones he left so long ago as he looks back down that long, hard road. By the river,
by the river,
he laid his guns down. By the river,
by the river,
10 miles outside town.
By the river, south of the borderline, going home for the very last time.
Thank you for singing.
Freedom Jones, where do you go now?
I'm going back to the campground as soon as I can. Lay down. It's my fourth set today. Where are you going?
That's not the right answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to heaven, brother.
I'm going back to the Big Cypress. I may never pass this way again. I may pass out before. Way back in the swamp, a black snake roamed with a cracked up boy named Freedom Jones. Crack of sweat, crack of blood, he built his home on the Florida floods. You know it kept him dry, it kept him warm, and it protected him from nature's harm. Because late at night in that cement bog crawled a snake and a gator and an old wild hog. Freedom Jones was a natural man. He says that killing critters was not God's plan. Freedom Jones. Freedom Jones was a natural man. Let's do it, boy. Oh, Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
Oh, Freedom Jones.
Oh, Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
South Florida man.
Yeah, yeah, you're yeah, yeah, Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
Oh, Freedom Jones.
Oh, Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones. South Florida man. To the swamp came the Davis twins, thought to catch them a gator sell the skins. Freedom said, listen up, boys, I don't tell no lies. They lowered that 12 gauge between their eyes. The natural way is the way to be. Let all God's creatures on earth run free. Panther and the gator, red, black and white. Freedom is their natural right, you know. Freedom Jones was a natural man. He said killing critters was not God's plan. Freedom Jones. Freedom Jones was a natural man. Everybody, let's go. Oh, Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
Oh, Freedom Jones.
I'm Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones. South Florida man. Yeah, yeah, you Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
Oh, Freedom Jones. South Florida man, won't you hear me talking now? Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
Oh, Freedom Jones.
Freedom Jones.
South Florida man. Now deep in a swamp when that old bull gator moans, he's just saying his thanks to Freedom Jones. Thank you, folks.